Welcome back to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me, Sharad Kutin. We're speaking to Piara Pakaran as well as Zaki Zainuddin, talking about water management and lessons learned from the water supply disruption of a week and a half ago. We were talking, just to pick up on your comment just before the break, Piara, about the politics of water. Sharad, you had a question about vested interests in water.
Yeah, absolutely. Water management. What are our priorities? You talked about what are the priorities of any government, state or federal, in solving water problems. Is vested interest, are there economic or business interests that are preventing us from finding the best solution for the public good?
Well, if we look at the whole situation, in my experience dealing with government, when you want to raise certain standard, you have the industry group ganging up together and giving pressure to the government. Oh, if you do that, we're going to lay off staff, we're going to lose business, we're going to close down our plants. Now, this is that threatening that they are actually doing. But for me, that's not how it is. If we have a very conventional operation, we are not moving towards the premium market. What we actually see is that there can be a win-win situation. We can actually produce a product with minimal impact to the environment. And there are markets which actually welcome products that have such value, because whatever used in their market, they want to do a calculation to show that they are not polluting their environment. This is how EU works. This is how South Korea, Japanese work, you see. So we can actually use those as our balancing point, because we need a scale of economy. So if you can go to the premium market, the same good quality product which is environmentally friendly can also go to other countries.
I want to ask Zaki, what's your sense of this? What's driving the design of our systems? Is it private interests or is it public good?
Let me put it this way. It boils back to the point that I mentioned earlier. With development, inevitably comes pollution. Yeah. So when you have whatever development, the government wants to develop the country, it's just a question of how you manage that pollution. So I don't know whether you consider that to be vested interest or not, depending on how you look at it.
Vested interest of businesses,
exactly.
Because putting into place structures or SOPs that require waste management is an investment on the part of private businesses. Both of you, I'd like to find out from each of you where you'd like to see the conversation go next. Where is it that what needs to change, and what would you like to see change next in terms of the list of priorities, Piara?
Well, we have given a long list of suggestions, especially in the RMK 12 that's going to come on board next year. I went to the briefing. I feel it's a lot of cosmetic things going in, and I've actually wrote into the Prime Minister, and they're going to review it. So let's hope we get better products. What I want to see is that maybe if they follow some of the suggestions put forward, we can actually reverse pollution. And in Puchong, perhaps, we can take water from Klang River and treat and supply to people. That is a successful government. This is the challenge I'm throwing back to the government. If you have the willpower to do it, prove it in the next 15 to 20 years, we can actually put a treatment plant at our operating costs of a normal treatment plant. We do not want membrane filters, which is costing us few ringgit per cubic meter. We want to run at 20 to 25 cents per cubic meter. That is a challenge. It can be done. Are you willing to take the challenge?
Zaki.
For me personally, for me professionally, the way I look at it is, as I said, prevention is better than cure. And development is continuous, pollution is continuous. So to me, the challenge is not about, people get excited when they see a polluted water body and, initiatives are put into place and they want to improve the water quality. That's one side of it. But to me, the challenge is to make sure that the water quality doesn't degrade over time. I can tell you, the way we classify our reservoir systems, class one water quality is supposed to be the best water quality, class five is supposed to be the most polluted. What we are doing now is, we are taking the sample, we are saying, okay, this river is class one, class two, class three, class four. But that's nice to know, but how do we make sure that the water doesn't degrade over time? How do we make sure that the river, a class two water quality river today, stays class two 5 years down the road? Okay. To me, that's the bigger question. That's the bigger challenge.
Has it degraded?
Yes, definitely.
Historically? So in the past, it was better, it's degraded.
If you look at the environment quality report, Klang River is slightly polluted. I'm from Klang, please. Do not bluff me. I know how polluted the river is.
Okay, very quickly. Piara, Can the public get involved in this conversation? Is it limited to politicians, people in industry, and experts like yourself? Can the public and should the public get involved?
Definitely the public should get involved, because end of the day, it is the next generation that we are talking about. What are we going to leave to them, you see? So how they can actually get involved is basically getting those they are electing to actually set priorities of what they need. They need a better environment for the future generation. If these people that they're electing, whoever they may be, are not committed, then they are not securing your future and your children's future.
It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of solution. I think, planning and management is one part of it, enforcement is another. I mean, if you think about it logically, you know, if you talk about just enforcement and just the authorities, you know, guarding a particular premise, you want that particular officer to be there 24 hours a day, 24/7, is that logical? It's not logical. So that's where public participation comes in. You need the public to be the eyes and ears of the authorities.
Okay, and also maybe stop treating our rivers like a dump site, right? Okay.
Definitely.
Have more respect for the rivers. Thank you so much for both of you being on the show today, sharing your expertise and your insights with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sherrod Cotton, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night, folks.